Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Guilty, y'all. Love after laka.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey.
It's good to hear from you.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. You know, you know what? You're my one baby.
Ooh, yeah, I'm
thinking love you,
of you
so
right
much.
Now. What you doing, girl? What you doing?
You know, I'm just waiting for you.
You in the house?
I'm just waiting for you, baby.
You all alone?
Yeah.
I'm all alone
I'm
right
just,
now.
You know,
thinking
I'm just
of you.
Thinking about man. You. What? Baby, hold on just 1 second. I'm at work and things are getting a little crazy. Just come, I'll come right back. Hey, baby.
Hey.
BB, you're my baby.
Hey,
oh. You're my one baby.
Yeah, you like that, BB?
Yeah,
like
I'm that, just BB? Sorry it took me so long.
What was happening? What were you doing, sweetie? What were you doing, sweetie?
Fried chicken, and it had, the dog was going to eat it.
Oh, okay. Well,
and, you know, the dog was all over the place. Oh, baby, hold just 1 second. That dog is eating that chicken again. Hold on just 1 second. Hey, baby.
Hi, it's Tiny. Hi.
Hey, Tiny.
Hi, what you doing, lady?
You know I love the sound of your voice, Tiny.
Oh, thanks, baby, thanks.
Tiny, have I ever told you how much, I'm going to tell you one thing, the most important thing I could ever tell you.
Okay.
Tiny, can I call you right back? I got some noodles on the stove, and they are burning. I'll be right back. Hey, baby.
Y'all, this is Lalu.
We've been waiting for an actual clown, but also a reprehensible human being.
We got
and
it.
And we found it in Ty.
Oh, boy.
Do we want to start with her or?
Sure, we could start with her, y'all, but before.
We need to talk about, no,
this
let's.
This is Ludlu.
This is, I've decided to call it LDL.
LDL.
Like LDL.
It's
no,
breaking from form.
Like, LDL.
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 Yeah.
You'll stay with me.
LDL.
Come on, but y'all, we're saying that because
this is love during lockup.
During lockup.
Love during lockup.
And yes, this is called season 3, episode 61.
Stop!
Big, buff, and incarcerated. I don't know why they just don't say, I don't. I've
why
emailed them.
Why is it not season 4?
Why is it not season 1?
Or season 1?
I have emailed WeTV and told them that their numbering is problematic.
Well, did you get a response?
No. No, not at all.
The lemurs that are working at that office have chosen not to respond.
I tried to tell them that it would help our listeners find their episodes more. I even tried to, sell it to them that they would get more viewers. But alas, I don't think the lemur went,
sorry, we are not interested in your ideas. Gone fishing.
Gone fishing. Gone fishing.
Y'all, we are actually doing this show from my hotel room in Chicago.
Yes.
Where is a beautiful 20-something degrees with freezing rain expected.
Yeah. During a pandemic.
You fuckers who live here, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how you do it.
You must be miserable
the entire
winter.
I guess you just live like...
Because I've been.
We both have talked about, I love Chicago. I could see myself living here if it wasn't for just these like 4 months.
The summer's pretty awful too. Have you ever been here like in July? It's awful.
My cousin who lives here, my Aunt Darla's son, he said that...
it's very hot.
He said it gets only like... He said... For us, though, he said, you're just used to Oklahoma. He said, so it's not like Oklahoma. The heat waves here are 90s. He said, but there's a lot of humidity.
It's the humidity,
Lots
yeah.
of humidities.
It's miserable.
Yes, this is the first time recording equipment has ever been used in a hotel room of poodle for a podcast. Normally,
it's true.
Yeah, as he looks at his phone and his grinder is blowing
y'all,
up.
But I'm not having sex in Chicago because of Omicron.
I will force you to not have sex. You will not get dick because of Omicron.
But these boys at Chicago,
woo wee,
lots of Polish sausage.
It's true.
Oh,
we did our first show last night. It went great. The Lincoln Theater. Lincoln Hall. It's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, this won't go out until Sunday, but So by the time you hear this, we'll already have done our Sunday.
Oh, yeah. This is Lalu. I don't even... Y'all, we don't know what's up or what's down. We got so many things.
Anyway.
Bear with us with our show schedules. Y'all, we're doing the best we can. This is an FFT for us as far as when shows happen.
Also, it's hard if we have two shows in a row, it's hard to get up and do a podcast, especially watch a show and then to... But we understand it's just a podcast, but we got to put a lot of energy into it. So
we give our all.
We give our all.
Also, we're old and we realize when we travel the first night, we're not going to sleep well. No. Neither of us slept.
No. Remember when you used to sleep well in a hotel? Remember sleeping?
Remember, your parents were on a road trip and you just fall asleep in a Holiday in bed.
Not even me, though. I was, even as a child, slept well.
You were a fitful sleeper.
I was a fitful child.
Your poor mother. Your poor...
Jaybird, go to bed. It's 12:30. Turn that TV off. I'm watching Unsolved Mysteries. Or Dark Shadows, Mama.
Mama, I was thinking about that
there
book,
was a bear
that book
to
I read
earlier.
About the Nazis in World War II.
Jaybird. Jaybird, another Holocaust book, really?
I'm trying to figure out what happened, Mama.
You're not going to figure it out.
Didn't you just tell me like a week ago, one of your nicknames your mother called you was Wrigley?
The Wiggler.
The Wiggler.
The Wiggler.
He moves all the time. Y'all, it took him 10 minutes just to find, he's
this,
in a new
this
couch.
This new
position,
setup right? I don't enjoy, but I'm making it work. I'm uncomfortable. My face is dry. My eyes are dry.
We are spoiled Californians.
I can't live anywhere else. I can't live in a cold climate. I really can't live in a warm, warm climate.
You need temperate.
I don't know what I need.
It makes me feel really old that I'm not, that I don't acclimate quickly to new places.
No.
Because when you're younger, you would have gone out, you would have been drinking all, done a podcast, drank all night.
No wonder everyone gets sick. Because you go from heat to cold to heat to cold, and your body's like, what the fuck?
It is like, what the fuck?
I can't, you're like, I'm trying to do my job here. I'm trying to regulate your temperature, but you keep fucking with me. Anyway,
speaking of, we should go, but real quick, y'all, we still are Everything's been very safe. Even our meet and greets, everything. Everybody's wearing masks. We
meet and
appreciate
greets during
that.
Even the photos were making people stay masked.
But everything is going safely. We're hearing good things about. Hopefully, New York is kind of slowing down on its curve. So we're still, our New York show is still going. So if you want that, or with Seattle, Portland, Boston, Philly, Atlanta, Nashville, those tickets are all on sale on our Linktree link. So be sure to check for that. We'd love to see you on the road.
Yes. And hopefully we'll fall into a rhythm by then. This is the beginning of our
groove.
Tour.
Yeah. We're kind of just, y'all, we're just kind of like Fraser says on Below Deck, we're just having anal for the first time right now. We don't know what's happening.
It's just like Fraser said, you're doing it, it's just painful, and you're with someone you don't even like. it's exactly like he said.
It's like it is. All right. Any other announcements? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Let's talk about Tay in the Wind.
Ty.
You know, we write the couple's name down, so we normally say Ty and Hottie,
and BB, and Methuselah,
and Bobo.
Which one did you say?
Tiny. And Rickety Shack. I don't know.
I swear to God, if that phone rang one more time, I kept laughing, and then it started to annoy me.
Whenever she was outside on her porch yelling, and they focused on those purple fucking house shoes.
Which her daughter had too.
I fucking died.
Did you notice that three of her kids, we only saw two of her daughters. Mm-hmm. And even the kids were just done with her.
Oh yeah.
They
are done with their mother.
I'm done with her, and there's one episode. I'm actually going to enjoy her because she's a clown.
The first thing she says was, put a little more bass in your voice, or I'll put my foot up your ass. That's what she said. That's kind of like a Chelsea Marr thing he would say. Uh-oh, y'all, Poodle's moving. His feet are cold. He can't get his feet warm.
Remember when there were slippers in hotel rooms? Was that a thing?
I think for nice hotels, but no, we're not.
No, we don't stay in those.
Poodle's room, y'all, I said yesterday, I said, this room looks like a room where a man cheats on his wife.
It looks like a room from Eyes Wide Shut.
It does.
And, you know, we're at a pretty nice hotel in Chicago, but I gotta say, it's that style of mid-90s decor.
Yeah.
When it could be in a modern art gallery, or it could be the scene where in, like,
American Psycho.
Yeah, where there's blood splattered all over the walls.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
And so, I don't know. And, of course, there's hotel art, which you all know how I feel about that.
I don't mind that one.
Hate it. Means nothing. It's stupid. But I know it has to be that way. So, y'all, Ty and Hottie, I'm pretty certain that's not his Christian name.
No, I don't think so. And she's like, in my world, man needs to be educated and hood.
And by the way, she is 37, and she is a mortician.
What?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
She is a mortician.
I hope we that see her at the funeral home. Where do they find these
We've
people?
We've got some mortician sissies.
We do.
I was obsessed with morticians. Because after 6 feet under.
If we go to a city where one of our sissies are, would you go to the mortician house and like see it?
I'm into it.
Would you see the dead bodies?
Yeah.
I wonder if they
I'm fine with dead bodies.
I wonder if they can do that because of confidentiality.
I don't want to see dead bodies that are a freshly dead body. I'm fine if it's embalmed.
Okay.
I don't want to see like a person dead on the sidewalk who's just died.
Yeah.
But I'm fine if it's embalmed and it's like sanitized for my protection or something.
Well, this is a weird area. Let's just
You move. Asked me.
I know, and I'm sorry I asked the question. It's like an Oklahoma story.
So, and he, Hottie is a possession with an intent to distribute. And she even says he was a local rapper, but he got arrested for drug trafficking. So, full on, this is not small time,
this
y'all.
Is not small time,
this is
y'all.
Not I was caught with a gram.
No, this was hardcore.
Yep.
But she likes that he, like I said, he's educated, not but hood. He's chubby, but not in too much in shape because she likes to eat.
Did we mention she's reprehensible?
Yes.
And they've been dating for 6 months. Y'all, this is when we learn when she says, she has two phones.
She has two phones. And she says she likes him because he had a baby face and he was real chocolate.
And the first thing she answers, hey, baby. I go, yes, here we go. I immediately leaned in. And BB, she's talked to his boyfriend, number two. Y'all,
wait, no, you got to say this. She's was on the phone to Hottie.
Sorry, I thought I was.
Yeah, she was on the phone to Hottie. Y'all, I have to say, if you don't actually watch Love During Lockup, I know I'm going to say this again.
Please.
Some of y'all just listen.
This is delicious.
I don't think we're doing it justice. Like, actually watch it. It's so
wonderful.
Y'all, she is on the phone with Hottie, talking on speakerphone.
I left something on the oven.
And she's like, yeah, I left something. I think something's burning. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Then she pulls out a motherfucking flip phone.
She does.
She pulls out a flip phone, and she's like, hey, baby. And then we see BB. And Poodle, give us a history of BB.
BB was also selling drugs. And
they've been dating since 2016.
For 4 years. He's in a 40-year sentence.
I want to say, not selling drugs. He was running, in her words, a drug ring. A full-on drug ring.
But I think part of me thinks she takes that as a symbol of pride.
Well, you know what she has? This is, to me, a Britney with less sense.
I think she's also way more pathological.
Yes, but I guess not.
We're going to get to the vision board soon.
Yes, but she is addicted to that danger, like, hood thing.
Yeah.
I'm using hood because that's her word. Normally, I wouldn't say that. I think she's just addicted to that.
But
totally addicted to drama.
And this is so fucked up, you guys. She's a user. She's a user of people. She doesn't care about these men.
No.
She's using them for her own entertainment. And
she says she talks to 8 to 10 men a week.
Now, she's got three boards.
I think she watched She watched Oprah and she
and changed the channel.
Yeah.
And then moved to like a football place.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Vision boarding.
Yeah. I don't think this is what. Eckhart Tolle wrote A New Earth, I don't think this is what he meant
for
him.
She read one chapter of the vision board book and said, I got a better idea. And y'all, she's got a vision board that has all the men she's talking to. Then a progress board.
Y'all, this is all in her office. Then a progress board.
You guys, she is, quote, making them the man she wants them to be, as she said, like a Mr. Potato Head.
She actually said
that. Chew on that.
And then when they get to a place, I guess it's like Scientology. Once they get to a place of like...
they're not clear yet.
Then they get to the to-do board. And I guess she's going to do them, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Three boards of this. Y'all,
this is a full-time job.
This is a full-time fucking job.
Again, she's a terrible person. I'm going to have a good time watching her, though.
When I was watching her, I thought, okay, this woman, she's acting really terribly, but maybe she's not a terrible person because maybe she's not aware of this. She doesn't know why she is this way.
No. It's too organized.
She says, my dad moved away when I was 9 years old, and I never really saw him again. It was just letters and phone calls, and it feels similar having these relationships with prisoners like this. It's just easy to do. And I screamed, you're fucking aware of your pathology, and yet you choose to normalize it and say you're great. And that's where I went, you're a terrible person.
This is...
But you know what I mean? It's different to not know.
No, I think... I feel like this, when she came up with this idea, because they were asking her, why don't you think to do this? And she, in a moment, said, I guess it's because my dad moved away.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no emotion in it. She tries to cry a little bit.
Well, no, she does cry a little bit towards the end when she's it's easy to have these.
She enjoys it. She
wants to be a reality star. She wants to be.
Yeah.
All this goes around to... two things, I think, for her. Not feeling lovable, so she doesn't want to be real and authentic with someone. But on top of that, she didn't get attention, and she wants that attention.
And
constantly.
But I'll be honest.
And you're right.
I'm not sparing 1 gram of empathy on this woman.
No, I'm not either.
She's hyper aware of what she's doing.
Because some of these men might be playing her, but some of these might be legitimate people that are looking for.
To use anyone in this way.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah. So she is, you know, she's been getting blocked calls. And she said, stop playing on my phone. Stop playing. Who? Hello? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? You better say something. Stop playing on my phone. Stop playing on my phone.
This is Hottie. You better say something. This is Hottie's girl.
What? This, I know you didn't say that. I know
this
you didn't
is
say that.
Girl. Yeah, girl, it's me. Girl, it's me.
You must don't know who I am. You must don't know who I am.
Oh,
you
must I do don't know. Know. Oh, I do.
You
I've
must
been
don't
with him.
Know.
I've been him for 12 years.
You must
years,
don't
girl.
Know.
Girl, you getting played. Girl, he's using you.
Oh, no,
you.
He's using you.
You ain't. No, I'm Hottie's girl.
I tell you what. I'm going to merge the call. I'm going to merge the call.
The call.
Here we
You're
go.
Merge
I'm
going to
be talking
call.
To him just a
You're
second.
You're going to merge the call.
Here we go. I'm merging the call. Here we go.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, what you doing talking to this bitch right
what do you
now?
Mean? Who are you?
Yeah,
who's this bitch?
Yeah,
who's this bitch?
This little bitch is trying
Boston,
to say she your
Boston.
Girl.
Oh, I knew your name is Boston. That's it. Ooh.
Boston. Yeah,
I
yeah.
Know
that's
from
not a real
once.
Name at all.
Y'all, this was an actual Maury show sketch.
She was outside. She has. Ty has really bad extensions.
Yeah,
and she,
it's terrible.
Really long, and she or a weave, but she's just keeps flipping her extensions when she's angry.
Why do you keep calling her Tay? You've never seen the name Ty?
No. And so
Tay and the weave.
So she keeps flipping her extensions, and then she's like, "And I, this is in her house." She walks outside. She's on the front porch in the purple slippers. Then she's like, "Ooh." Ooh, she gets on the phone. She's like, "Ooh, I am mad. I am upset. Oh, I'm." She's like, "I'm not trying to be irate in front of these kids.
The audacity to be upset." And she's like, "I'm really upset. He was my favorite one.
He was my favorite one." All. Then she goes outside and sits on her porch, and she's looking on her phone. And I wrote, "Her neighbors hate her.
This is the kind of person who she thinks in her own mind that she was being sympathetic.
Yes.
And
even though I'm talking to multiple men, Hottie was my favorite. If it's true, then it's curtains for him.
I'm going to really enjoy covering her.
I'm here for
her. She's a terrible, terrible person, and she is a clown. And
she
I'm
is a clown.
Ready for a good clown.
She is. And you know what? On that note, you know, this is the first of when we start a new season. So always when we do that, y'all, remember we put that on the free feed.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a commercial break for our free feed people. And for the rest of you, we're going to continue on Patreon and Supercast. We're going to continue.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies,
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
All right.
We're back.
We're back. Excuse Poodle's me. Got a cough drop. I might want to have one later. Y'all, we're doing a live show last night, a show today, so we're sorry for the noises,
trying
but we're doing the best
voice
we can.
In shape. Yeah.
Doing the best we can.
And it's the heat doesn't really help your voice.
It doesn't.
That's actually the worst. If you're a singer and you're thinking, what can I do for my
vocal
voice?
Vocal health minute, y'all.
The worst thing for your voice, even worse than the cold, is actually indoor heat. Because it's very dry, pressed air, and it's taken all the moisture is taken out.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm back. Let's call them Halton, or as we like to say, Haley Dalton.
Haley and Dalton, 26 and 25. She is a cleaning technician
in Highland, Texas. Which we know that.
Burglary and a bait arrest.
We didn't say this with Hottie, because there's so many.
Yeah, they're in Highland. Yeah.
The Highland, Texas.
We know it.
Yeah.
Boy.
You've tricked around there, haven't you?
Isn't Dalton such a Texas boy?
He is
just
such,
the way
he is.
And he's hot, y'all.
He is hot, but y'all. So a lot of people don't know.
Such a Texas boy.
Y'all, basically, Highland is Dallas.
Yeah.
It's like Dallas Metroplex, DFW Metroplex. And a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of money in DFW.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see a lot of people that are from like white generational wealth of Dallas families, and they kind of run in these circles. It's this upper echelon of Dallas, and I guarantee you Dalton is one of these kids.
With a name like Dalton.
I guarantee you he's one of these kids.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw him. And
basically people in college that never looked at Poodle and I.
No. And Haley is sitting in her house like she's writing in her journal when she's 14, because basically that's where she is still.
That's where she is, y'all.
And
Haley, remember, I said this on the live show last night, she has Cruella de Vil hair. Poodle.
It's kind of like a mixture of Harley Quinn and Cruella de Vil.
In a very empathetic way, Poodle said, well, maybe she has some type of scalp issue. And I was like, it's perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, y'all, she dyes it. In fact, she has like... one right hand has black nails, the left hand has white nails. Like, everything is symmetrical.
Maybe she's leaning into it.
Maybe she's leaning into it. She's got a lot of tattoos.
But let me say this again. She is a single mom, but she is stunted at 14, you guys.
She is stunted.
And guess what? She went to middle school with Dalton, and he was the hottest boy in the school. So guess what? She's going to reenact that.
Y'all, and the journal that she writes in looks like your middle school girl.
Fucking Lisa Frank.
It's a Lisa Frank journal. She literally has on one part, she has two pieces of bread, and she says, once peanut butter, once jelly. I'm the jelly. Dalton's peanut butter.
We will set sail one day when you get out on bail. It's these terrible poems. I will definitely do a poem.
There's
later.
Going to be. I already knew that there's going to be exclusive access to some
her journal,
some Halton poems.
So she's like, he is like a Greek god to me, and he has been in jail 1.5 years, serving an 8-year sentence.
He is beautiful, y'all.
But he's a genius.
A genius
who dropped out of school at 8th grade, and he took the GED immediately and passed.
And passed.
He is hot. That's the kind of boy.
He is Sean Cody 2002.
Oh, that was a great year.
He really is. That's what he is.
He is. He would totally have done Sean Cody.
Yeah.
Maybe Chaos Men.
Yes, because he was in Texas.
Because he's a little more.
It's a little more.
Formerly
known as Chaos in Austin, and then they rebranded.
This has been your gay porn minute.
We had a guy who was on Chaos Men who was in one of our cabarets.
Yeah, you fetishized him for it.
Yeah, I did.
I only saw him as a person.
You rubbed his abs and went, mama, mama, on stage.
How dare you?
And smacked your lip. So, but y'all, he's going to do an OnlyFans probably.
Yeah,
here's the deal.
Certainly.
Dalton is a con artist, and he doesn't want to work. He does not want to work, y'all. He's one of those guys that everything's been given to him, and he can... Because what is he? What did you say he's arrested? It's...
It was burglary, evading arrest. However, there are... He was arrested this time. Later on, when she meets with her lawyer...
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah. they found out more charges.
Yeah.
But he says he's a criminal. And y'all, this is the worst way for a career criminal to be brought up is to be given everything as a child.
Yes.
Because then you realize there are no repercussions for yourself.
He says his parents were well off. And yeah, he's like, but I just have to learn things my own way and beat my head against the wall. Yeah.
Great.
Right.
But they've just started their physical visits.
Yes.
And he knows that she is his soulmate. And because she makes him be a better man.
Better man. Y'all, let's just talk a little bit. So personally, I worry about her because very thin and it looks kind of like someone who's maybe using some substances thin.
I don't want to go that far.
But I'm not saying that she is, but I'm just saying that like, because she's her behavior seems so erratic.
She doesn't look well.
Her behavior seems manic, and also y'all. But that could just be just who she is. So I don't want to make any claims. But I will say, I don't know who taught her to put on eyeshadow.
I knew we were gonna get here,
but y'all. She she doesn't have a cat eye. She has like a lion eye. I mean, it goes so far fucking far out over her eye, and it's not even blended. And it's just black, and then just with a shiny, shimmery gold on top of it. But then she doesn't wear good foundation.
Yeah.
So her skin looks like
shit. She doesn't have good skin. Yeah.
And her lips look dried out. So she spends all this time on her eyes and her hair.
But here's the thing, y'all. She's a single mom. I was in an accident with the drunk driver driving.
Wait, was the drunk driver driving? I thought the drunk driver hit her.
Oh, I thought the drunk driver was driving.
Oh, I thought the drunk driver hit her, and that's how she got a settlement.
Maybe
because
I heard it
wrong.
Because
she got a big lawsuit settlement of like what she say like.
So maybe with a drunk driver was driving the car. Okay.
And hit her. She almost died. That would have been horrible because of her
recovery.
Kid, Hendrix.
Yeah.
That's her daughter.
And she's like, I have a civil attorney who does really good.
Who does
got
really
me
good.
$80,000.
She got 80 grand.
And y'all,
so she goes to meet Buzz.
Yeah. And this is just, this guy's just trying to do his job.
Well, don't you think he kind of acts like he wants to be on TV?
Oh, yeah, he does. But
when he's
she's
going through
like,
all the charges.
This guy Dalton is in prison, and
y'all, she talks like people where I'm from. Dalton,
and she does say that there's. Did you see like the monkey in this guy's office?
Okay, I wrote that down too because I wrote he listed all these and the monkey couldn't even play its cymbals. It was shocked.
So she's like looking at. She gives him
itchy. It's dry.
Now he
I
was
can't get comfortable.
I think I said last night at the show, I don't ever remember being comfortable my whole life. I don't know what that says about me. But Haley says that she gives him the records and all his records and says, well, I'm seeing forgery here, burglary, deadly contact, drug charges.
Credit card abuse.
She's like, honestly, we find out she paid for his new attorney.
She paid
with $12,000. And she's paid.
Love
she's,
is so powerful. Money doesn't matter to me, Buzz.
She's given him $25,000 before. And
she said all together it's $25,000.
And also he says, you need to forget about it. He's a career criminal. If you were my daughter, I would tell you to leave immediately.
Y'all, he is a career criminal. Yeah. He is. This is coming from an attorney. So this is someone who's seen it.
Yeah.
Like, he knows.
And she's like, I know he can change for me.
This is a lifetime movie or movie of the week happening. Young, pretty girl gets with a hot guy who just sweet talks her. And the next thing you know, your podcast partner is picking you up in Azusa.
Maybe. Maybe that's why it feels familiar.
Is that why you want to dye your hair half black, half white?
No, you can tell, though, he's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's an actor, y'all. There are people, you know, not that he wants to be an actor. He is an actor. These people who are actors in their lives.
Guarantee you, he will get out of
he's
this
charming
and
everybody.
Do an OnlyFans.
Yes.
He is although Dylan has surprised, but he's kind of like Dylan. But Dylan still has not done OnlyFans. He's still doing that. He is hawking that solar power business. a lot.
No,
but
this,
Dylan is different because Dylan also struggles with addiction, so yeah. He's trying to be sober.
This guy's an actor.
From what we know, Dalton doesn't struggle with an addiction.
Yep. So, we don't know.
From what we know.
Right. So, this little featurette at the end, they say, is Dalton says, it's been 2 years since I've been intimate, and we don't like to have...
this up.
Now, he traced his dick and sent it to her. Now, they, of course, censored it, and Haley's like,
But it was on an 8.5 by 11 piece of
and
paper.
It took up the entire thing. Now...
Oh, yeah, we can't hear the clapping because we don't have headphones,
who
but
cares?
I'm applauding.
Anyway, but y'all, I don't think a trace is going to be authentic.
No.
You're always going to draw those lines in a little further.
Use the gift poodle.
You know, it's not tiny. That I can tell you.
I think it's big. I think he's carrying big, thick.
But that was nuts what she drew.
No, I don't think it's that, but I think it's at least an
eight-inch dick.
I was going to say 8-inch dick.
It's an 8-inch dick.
It's an 8-inch dick.
Yep.
I just think about that woman who was in her 50s
all
last
in his
night.
Ears.
Those woman who was 50 last night who brought her mother who was like 70. And we talked about this.
She was 60s-ish.
No, 60s-ish, yeah. Maybe she was maybe, I don't know the right. But I'm just saying
we told her what pegging was.
Yeah, I told her what pegging was in the middle of our show.
And she sat there and kind of laid back. And I said, she's never going to be the same again after this.
They posted on Facebook that they loved the show. To see Andrea or Andrea.
Oh, Lord. Oh. That's all I've got for them.
That's all I got for them. Surely people can't get crazier on this show.
Oh, they can.
Oh, they
Gabby,
can.
Gabby, who is 26, and Chris, she's a cocktail waitress. He,
possession of firearms, substance abuse.
Or in a controlled substance.
Controlled substance. Where? She's in New York.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Because her mother.
The star of this is going to be her mother.
Sharon.
Who is.
Very much a Brooklyn accent.
Our age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to say.
I took a picture. I might post it on Twitter or something that we are all Sharon. Sharon was in the car just like this.
Sharon might be younger than us.
She might be.
Y'all, but Gabby says, I've been spoiled and I like expensive things and luscious things. I get anything I want. I used to be a man eater. Men were just games for me, just a toy.
Until I met Chris.
And he showed me really what love is. No, he showed you his 10-inch dick.
Well, this, I find either this woman is so unlikable.
You know what?
Highly unlikable. This woman.
Ty, I at least enjoy watching her.
This woman is hard to watch.
She is a spoiled brat.
She really is.
It's hard for me to call her a woman because she acts like a spoiled little Nellie Olson girl.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I'm amazed this woman was cast because she is a fucking brat.
No, I think that's why she was cast because she is a brat.
So we're just going to hate her?
And this is going to go to shit. Y'all, so basically
She's kind of the Britney of this season.
She kind of is. Basically,
Britney from
Houston. Says her cousin was talking to an incarcerated man, and they introduced her to Chris or Christopher.
Yeah.
And so, y'all, he calls her, and he's like, hey, babe. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm thinking of you. He clearly is masturbating on the phone, trying to
wearing?
Talk dirty to her. She's like, we're not doing this now. We're not doing this now.
Now, obviously. They have been together. They are engaged. They are officially engaged.
He wanted to get married the day he got out of prison.
Yeah.
But instead she's like, no, we need to wait at least like a day or two.
And he sent her $5,000. This is the opposite of what we normally
this
happens.
This is the opposite.
It is opposite day here.
He
sent her $5,000 for her to go buy a ring.
She bought a $5,000. We find out later, but I'll tell you
and
this now.
And it is tacky as
is
fuck.
It is gaudy as fuck. It is terrible. We'll tell you this now because it'll make sense, but they bring it up later, but you should know now. So he was...
I was going to tell it in the way she explained it.
Yeah, how did she explain
She's
how
like,
he got
so,
all this?
He has like settlement money, and like the guards like beat him really awful bad or something. I don't know. It's like really bad, and like he got like $150,000.
It's like, well, I just glossed over that trauma.
But that's the way it was said.
The guards beat the shit out of him.
Oh,
he
God.
Sued them, and then he got $150,000.
It's prison brutality.
It's
basically.
Prison brutality. Yeah. But that is, because if you're wondering, because when this first started, I went, how is
happens.
He sending?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but it happens.
So he's sending her money. So really, y'all, is we see her, and I noticed, I went, huh, she's driving a BMW, but what does she do? But we'll find out
cocktail
later.
Cocktail waitress.
Exactly. She's driving a BMW.
Yep.
But y'all, anyway, she's driving with her mother.
who has had it?
Has had it. She's
just
going,
done.
Sharon is done. She's going with her to the wedding venue.
She's got the Long Island, either Brooklyn or Long Island.
She's like, and she even,
like, you're seeing a lot of, she's seen a lot of girls. You know, Gabby, you've been seeing a lot of boys. She's like, you calling me a whore?
And she's like, and she even
I didn't
says,
say you a whore.
She's like, yeah, I didn't say you a whore. And she said, well, we're, and Gabby said, well, we're just going to go look at wedding venues. This, we just want to find something nice. And she's like, why are yous wishing? Why you was wishing for a nice?
She
like,
did say use. Use.
She totally said use. And I was like, this is amazing. And she's like,
because you're so bougie. You're so bougie.
And she's, Gabby's like, yeah, I am bougie. And I just have an intuition he's going to get married.
You don't have an intuition? Intuition. Intuition. You don't know what an intuition
All
is?
All of a sudden, yous have an intuition. Yous have an intuition now.
Oh.
You had a couple of boyfriends, and now you was engaged. I'm going to say use a lot for her.
She. We also see
But
Ricky.
No, we find out. She has been engaged, and Poodle, there's this saying called third time's a charm, but what is it if it's Gabby?
Third time is a car wreck.
The car wreck. Fourth time is, I don't know, something, but she says fifth time.
Hindenburg.
Fifth time being engaged is a charm.
Five engagements.
Fifth time.
She could have tried out for addicted to marriage.
Yes, because she's what, 26?
Yeah.
Y'all, she's young.
This, y'all, we're going to hate the fuck out of her. I'm
going to
tell you that now. Yeah. She was brought in as a troll.
She's horrible.
Like, she's terrible.
Even her mother says, she says, like, at one point, she kind of says,
Gabby always gets
end,
what she wants.
But she's like, Gabby, what's good? And she's like, it takes a lot to be in a relationship with Gabby. She's basically saying, I have a terrible, terrible daughter.
Yeah. And, like, my daughter's a gold digger.
You's going to get fucked. You's going to get fucked.
She did say you's. So they're looking at wedding venues, and they see Ricky, her godfather, is there. And they are in this place, and it is so – it's like a yacht marina. It is so white. This room, it just makes me sick.
I don't like it.
To look at it.
It could be pretty, but it would take a lot of work and paint and decorations.
And it's $230 a person for this room.
And they want to have 80 people at their wedding. So that's like $25,000 after, at least.
That's the venue.
They start at $230.
That's the venue.
And you know she's going to want nice things. Yeah. So it's going to be a $30,000, $40,000 wedding, at least.
So,
y'all, this is in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think it's Brooklyn or this may have gone on to Long Island where they're doing this.
So Sharon looks at the wedding attendant. She's like, can we have a minute? And so the wedding person leaves and they talk to her. They're with Christopher, I think her gay godfather.
No, the godfather is Ricky.
Ricky. And so they're having this conversation and... Mom's like, how are you going to pay for this? And that's where she says, like...
He's got a settlement because people beat him.
Because he beat him.
And the mom's like, what? What the fuck?
And we find out Chris is giving her about $60,000, y'all. That's where she bought the car. She's like, we just needed things and places for us to live. This is where I'm sad because...
She's the con.
This guy probably legitimately thinks she's going to help set him up alive. She's going to use him, spit him out.
Yep.
He's going to get out of prison. She's not. She'll marry him. She'll get divorced, even though he says, I'm going to knock you up with my babies.
They're just a romantic.
They're not going to work. She is clueless.
Sometimes people whisper that at my ear, and it's a little hotter. Haven't brought any up to term yet.
Any. Let's talk about very quickly, y'all. We got... Max and Tara.
He is 24 and she is 37.
All she's
right.
A hard 37.
Now, this is, it showed the photos when she was going into jail.
Y'all, she's been arrested for methamphetamine.
He's a, yeah, exactly. Fitness model. Now, I know he's the kind of guy we should be attracted to. He looks like a Tim Tales model.
No, I don't think he's that. But he looks odd, yes. He's not.
He's a fitness model. He's a muscle queen.
He wears so much makeup.
Yeah. Y'all, that skincare routine he was talking about, that a lot of that was he put on makeup after that.
Yeah, and in the testimony, he's wearing makeup. But either he just has naturally freakishly red lips or he's putting on a lip balm. So his face is all white out, whited out. And then, but then he just has super red dick sucking lips,
and he has too much. Like he was doing like a hyaluronic acid thing, so he's basically burning off several layers of his skin.
He's a good looking guy. He's just too. You and I like a little more rough around the edges.
Yeah,
this one really. I mean, sometimes I'm like, can they put on deodorant?
Ooh. So he's like, when I was, he does a 45-minute skincare routine. He's like, I was shy, awkward, and fat, and people called me Kinkles. And turns out his high school sweetheart cheated on him, so it's much easier to find women who can't cheat on him.
Y'all, he feels unlovable. He's still that fat kid.
Kid inside.
Which a lot of women, this is what a lot of women are going for. Hot guy now who was fat when they were a kid because they're a nice guy.
Push him around. Yeah.
So he lives in D.C., and so, y'all, it takes him 45 minutes to get ready.
He's been writing letters with Tara.
Yes.
And he found her on Caged Ladies.
Caged Ladies.
Women who are caged.
Do not join that site,
CagedHeat.com.
Please do not join that site.
And she was bragging about her BJ skills.
Yes, on the phone. And she said, all my friends think you're a catfish because you're so hot. He's like, I'm not a catfish. And he's proving it because today's their first video chat. And y'all, he takes more time to set this up than Piano Cat does her midnight sessions.
He's wearing shoes, and Piano Cat don't wear shoes.
Oh, well, that's because they're usually in defeat.
Exactly.
You start
out with them against the screen.
You're pouring just orange crush all over your toes. I don't understand why.
Stepping into Jello like Courtney.
We had a sissy who came to our show whose name was Courtney, and I said, what's your name? And she said, Courtney. And I laughed. It was funny. And so he said, I want to be with her. I spent all this time, y'all. She ghosted him. She didn't even show up to their video chat.
And he's like, I sent her a message. I don't know what's going on.
Y'all, as we know, shit happens in prison. She could have gotten in the pokey or something like that.
Did you see some photos? Y'all?
She's been
ravaged by meth.
She's a hard 37 because she's been
bad. Ravaged.
But even in her pictures, you can tell when she was arrested. Sometimes she's high as fuck because sometimes she's was like serious, and other times
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at her drug habit.
No, but
I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of the disjunction between her photos.
So sometimes she was serious, and then other times she was full on like, hi! Like she was taking a graduation picture. It was
like she was in a photo booth.
I think she's gonna be not so.
Well, I think this guy he's too much of a normie. He's a very, very much a normie, the way they're portraying
him.
Yeah,
he is.
And we've had these before. They're few and far between these days.
They are few and far between.
Usually everyone's kind of a mess, like Indy. Oh! Now, y'all, the real star of Indy's story is Yolanda, her mother.
Yolanda.
The hero we need in 2022.
We need it, y'all. So it's Indy. Now, we only seen him in like video, but her boyfriend is Harry.
Oh, and he is hot.
Did she say he is? Did she say he's
Puerto Rican?
I know. It's
good chunk.
It's
substantial. It's thick.
It's a baby leg thick, down there. Thick. Just like it even has an ankle that probably separates.
He's 23.
He is 23, and he is hot.
And he's been in jail. I want to say he's been serving. It's like he must have been in jail when he was like 18, 19.
I think so, yeah. Indy lives in Beltsville, Maryland.
Maryland. Or as her mother says, Maryland.
I feel like Beltsville sounds just like a sad name for a time.
I don't know. We can ask Jackie.
Hey,
or Chris, where Beltsville is.
Hey, friend, I'm traveling these parts and I'm looking, where could I get a belt made? Well, you just travel.
You go all over to Beltsville.
Beltsville? There's a Beltsville.
The Belts family has been making belts for that long. Yes, they are making actual belts.
Thank you. I will go look primply.
Burblard.
So y'all, so she lives there. We're gonna find out more. But Harry, why is he arrested?
She's a makeup artist. Aggravated robbery and kidnapping. Now, okay. You guys,
kidnapping
is a federal crime, if I'm not mistaken.
But she says later on, she's like, you know, he was just young and made some mistakes. And I'm like, how do you mistakenly kidnap someone?
And
that's confusing to me.
I think he might be lying to her about how serious his charges are
about this. But you know who's not lying to her, Poodle? Anaris, her psychic.
Now, you guys, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a psychic. I am saying that you shouldn't 100% gospel believe if your psychic says something, it's going to come true.
Yes.
Remember that in any good psychic will tell you, I'm going to share things that I'm seeing. You also have to participate in this.
Yeah, it's different.
You have to create intentions.
If somebody has like faith and says, you know, God told me, or that's a little different because that's like something, a conversation coming from within. Yeah. Whereas this is like literally someone saying, bitch, you got to move to Ohio.
Move to Ohio.
Without question, just goes, gotta move. That's it.
Y'all. And this is the...
Doesn't even take 10 minutes to contemplate it.
No.
Literally just goes to the psychic and
she's on the DMV's website going to change her license. She's looking for houses.
Looking for houses.
And y'all, she found him on TikTok because she's like, I just saw a cute Puerto Rican guy and he just said, get at me. So I did. That just tells you who Indy is.
Y'all...
She's lost.
Harry's talking to multiple women.
Oh, definitely. This is the lost person. This is the person who has no idea of where she's going in life.
This is the Memphis.
Oh, Memphis is in a class of her own.
But yes, she is just completely, completely lost.
And I think she's the family fuck up who every couple of months it's a new thing. And
because here's the deal with Indy. You can tell she's a smart person, but she has so much like woundedness that she can't even get past it. And we'll get that more when she talks to her family. We'll see.
He has served 4 to 5 years, you guys. So he went into jail at 18.
Yes. And so, he said, I saw her and she was so beautiful and she's the love of my life. And he's like, I've never seen him before. But y'all, they write letters to each other. And in fact, they got married through letters.
They are spiritually married. This was a term I did not know.
It's a spiritual one.
I'm spiritually married to Ryan Gosling because I've decided it. We had a conversation in a shitty bar in Los Angeles and I decided we were married. And I think I saw into his eyes, and he decided it too. I know he's with Eva Mendez, but that marriage doesn't mean anything because we were married before. So
did they have kids? I bet they have beautiful children.
You know, I don't know. I don't recognize their union. I've just said that. If they do have children, they're out of wedlock.
And boy, what would you do if you actually talked to Ryan Gosling?
I did talk to him.
You did talk to him in a bar?
Yes, but I played that gig.
Oh, I just thought you talked to him from a distance. You actually conversed.
No, I spoke to him.
How close were you to him?
I was 3 feet from him. Probably closer.
How hard was it for you
He's like, you play really well. I was like,
How hard was it for you not to touch him?
You know, it's almost impossible. Like, because he's one of those people... I don't know if y'all like meet celebrities like I do. So I was like, I want to like throw myself off this building right now, out of my hotel room. But there are, if you do meet a celebrity, or if you don't get a certain, you're like, I don't get a certain person's celebrity. If you meet them, there is a quality of some celebrities that you're like, you're the most approachable person. There is a vibe they are giving off. It's not just that they are very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you look at them and there will be something that is not that you can, it's not an intelligence or thing. There's just something about them that draws people to them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people.
Mm.
And this was before he even got really big.
Before La La Land and all that. Yeah. This was
way before that. This is way. This was like after he had made like Murder by Numbers with Sandra Bullock.
Did you go home and masturbate afterwards?
Next question.
That's where we are. How do we get off on that? You waylaid us. Oh, I was going to say, the only people I know that were spiritually married were Romeo and Juliet, and we saw how that ended.
She's just, no, this is just cuckoo talk.
It's
this
cuckoo.
Is cuckoo talk.
But it is her, we see later with her family, it's fact. So, but we'll get to that, y'all, because their dinner is bonkers. So she goes to Aenerys and she's like, so when do I get to see him? Aenerys is like,
Aenerys.
And it's going to be sooner than later. Like, it's going to be sooner than later.
Like, he may be getting out within a month.
She's like, well, he just made a mistake. So I'm glad. He just needs to, he just made a mistake. He didn't mean to kidnap his cousin, but he just needed someone to like.
I know that kidnapping probably could be a lot of different things, but y'all, when I see kidnapping, that makes me very uneasy.
That's a red flag to me.
Maybe you guys, people who are involved in charges, maybe correctional sissies or legal sissies, let us know what kidnapping could mean besides taking a person forcibly, because I always thought that was a federal crime.
I mean, to me, I go, when I hear kidnapping, I think of Winnie the Pooh, too smart, smart for strangers. Too smart for strangers. See, that's me, Winnie the Pooh.
The one I saw, is that the one that says, don't touch me in my bathing suit area?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or I'll go tell my mom.
Yes.
Don't touch me in my bathing suit area. Or I'll go tell my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless your mom's the one doing it. Then
oh
where are you going to go? Then you're fucked.
Oh, wow. That was dark even for me.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
I'll go tell my mom or a person of authority if your mom is touching you or a policeman.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay, we need to move on.
So, y'all, she's got two kids, Nala and Nakoa, and it seems like these kids are a part of her family. She's got a kind of like she's got a family, extended family. Her sister Nini, who she's talking to, of course, Nini has seen all this shit before.
Y'all,
she's
Nini's like, just pushing her kid on that swing, going, "Here we fucking go!"
And it looks like she's using her family for childcare, which a lot of people do because childcare is expensive.
It's expensive, and Indy says, yeah, I'm going to move to Ohio, sis. And Nini goes, yeah, okay.
Going to tell mom?
Going to tell mom. She's just like, just going to tell mom. She's like, yeah. She's like, you know what? Tell her the next time you see her at family game night.
Yeah.
That's the worst time for her to do it. She is setting her sister up.
No, I guarantee you, Nini just got on the phone to John, her uncle, AJ, and they're like, I got to tell you something. I'm going to place bets to win what mom's going to say.
Yes.
They all bet for this. You know, so she
Nini says, my mother's not, I love that her expression is, my mother's not going to act well. And I'm like, do you mean
because
she's going to
get sick?
Because
y'all wait till we meet Yolanda and you will understand. So
who's a motherfucking bounty hunter? Her mother is a bounty hunter.
And PI. Yeah.
And a PI, y'all. She rolls up, and it's like...
Let's talk about her family, though.
Oh, okay.
So she's there at family game night with her uncle AJ and her brother, yes, John, who is hot.
He's hot. He's
hot. Looks like Omarion.
Who's
remember Omarion? From... Oh, the group. People are screaming.
Omarion?
Yeah, O-M-A-R-I-O-N. How do I know Omarion and you don't?
The singer
he was just
song.
On The Masked Singer.
Ooh. Ooh.
What group was he in?
He has such sweet puppy dog eyes.
But the brother looks like him to me.
Ooh. He joked about his name sounding like Omicron.
What was the group he was in?
He could infect me.
Please tell me before I...
What?
Before I, what group was he in? It's driving me crazy.
Oh, B2K?
That's it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
He was the lead singer.
Wow. That just brought it back. Oh. B2K.
He's a great singer.
Wow, I remember that. They were cute.
And
okay,
talented.
I'm sitting sucked into this. I gotta go. Sorry.
Anyway, so they are, the whole family is there, and they're, y'all, she's such the fuck up. No one, everyone's like, here we go again. And yo, mama comes in. She's got her badge around
like
her neck.
Family, where she is the black sheep of the family.
She's got her badge around her neck. And y'all, she's like, I had to rough somebody up earlier.
She looks like Queen Latifah's lesbian extra in The Equalizer. Y'all, she looks, and I say this, mama don't look like she plays around.
No. So, y'all, she just gets up there. She's got wine. She's like, I need a drink. And so I'm moving to a high, and I'm taking Nicole with me.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
And she does say, thing is she says, yeah, I got to tell you something about Harry. He's getting out. And the mom's like, oh, thank God, because he's getting on my nerves.
Thank God he's getting on my nerves. And she's like, well, I'm going to move to Ohio. She's like, oh, no, I got to P.I. his ass. And I went, I kind of want to be a P.I. so I could say, I got to P.I. their ass.
And she's like, "What? We're spiritually married." And mom goes, ha! She's what does that even mean?
She said, and then her mom says, you have two babies. You don't need to be going anywhere. And mom's
like, you're not taking my baby.
You're not taking my baby to help Ohio grow the hell up.
Y'all, so honestly.
But she goes all in about the spiritual marriage. One of the cousins says, is it a cousin or the brother? He says, what do you mean by spiritually married? Y'all,
she's and, like, we married in front of each other's spirit guides.
With spirit guides, we talked to our family ancestors, and it just sounded crazier that was just worse.
And the fact that she delivers it in such a way without even
dead serious. That is if we went to the judge down on State Street and they married us there.
And she says, and then he, of course, Harry calls, and she's like, no one's going to get it. He's like, honey, they're not going to get it.
She walks out of the room.
Yeah, they're not going to get it, maybe years from now. And she's like, well, Harry, don't ever leave me, because I can't have them saying I told you so.
And he's like, I won't. You said that like.
I told you so.
I told you so. Wish, Barry.
I'm going to be Liza Minnelli by after a while.
No, you is.
Told you so.
I just went, you is. Y'all, we've said this before. If you're in a relationship and one of you is saying to the other one, baby, it's you and me against the world.
Boo.
Get
don't
out of
Bonnie
that.
Don't Bonnie and Clyde. Don't let anyone Bonnie and Clyde you.
That's a red flag. This guy is a player, and he's going to eat her up and spit her out once he gets out.
I'm still convinced he's not being honest about charges.
I think he's not being honest about a lot of things. I think about charges. I think about other women.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to get broken.
He's hot, though.
He's real hot, and I want to see his dick.
The hotties are, I think, Dalton and Harry of the season.
Yeah, I agree.
The muscly guy I'm not into.
No, I'm not into... I mean, let's use the gift.
Yeah.
It's not a big dick, no.
I can't tell with Chris, with Gabby's... Yeah. I can't really tell if he's hot or not.
It's really long and skinny.
No, I'm just saying, is he cute?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
He's always got like, I can't tell. We never get good pictures of him.
I think, but he's getting played, so it doesn't matter.
He's getting played.
Oh.
I know.
I'm excited about, we still have one more couple, I believe. The woman and the white guy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Y'all, best show on television. One of the best shows on television.
This is a promising season.
It's a promising season. We can't talk to that. Our mouths are tired from just doing fucking shows.
I'm here for Ty.
Y'all, we're going to go. Yeah.
And the mess it's going to be.
It's true.
Your Apple Watch off.
Y'all, I'm going to take a nap. Poodle's probably going to get fucked to oblivion just so he'll calm down for 2 hours. And then we're going to go do a live show in Chicago.
Yay!
We're excited. Be sure to follow us on realitygaze.com. Our Instagram, you can see. There's going to be some Lidlu memes for sure.
LDL.
LDL. We'll work on that.
LDL.
It sounds like we're a religion.
LDL. Have you joined LDL?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we're going to have some memes on our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our Linktree link. You can buy tickets for our live shows. And yeah, if this is a free, you're listening on the free feed and you want to join, this is Love After Lockup. The multiverse of that show is on our cringe tier.
Yes.
So anybody on the $8 tier on Patreon or Supercast, you're going to get that. And when you get that $8 tier, you get Smothered, you get Extreme Sisters, you get what else?
You get Plathville.
Plathville. You also get our regular free feed shows commercial free.
Yeah.
So you get that, not the $5 tier. They don't get the free feed commercial free, but the $8 tier does. So you really get everything.
Yep.
There you go. You get everything, and then sometimes you even get like a letter from Poodle that says, "Yeah, you might want to take an antibiotic."
I trace my penis.
I trace and my show penis, you. And yeah, we were connected. You were on my to do list, and now you
and
needed
then,
to
and
dump.
Guess what? You're spiritually married to me now. Guess you opened my mail,
y'all. So if
I'll have to talk to Ryan Gosling though to know he's in a three way.
Yeah, call your attorney.
Hold on. Okay, he knows.
He knows. Call your attorney and see how you can get spiritually divorced. And until then, we will
learn you later.
Lock
me up. With a key, I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Sibling
fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.